We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Saturday night, and we're at the Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. Game two of this WIAC weekend series between the Yellow Jackets and UW-Eau Claire. I'm John Garver, and as always, we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And you talked last night about needing to kind of carry things a little bit early, set the tone, and there was a tone setter, but unfortunately it came from the other side.
Yeah, there was really amazing play off of a set breakout that we were able to turn it into giving them a breakaway. That was the first time in 12 years I've seen that as a coach. So that was hats off to them. But that was a horrible second shift, and that. Guys, you know, I thought our power play looked good, you know, and you know, just to kind of, I guess, kick it off with last night, right? Like, you know, we managed to win a special teams battle, score a power play goal, go perfect on the kill on the road, and make three bonehead plays and lose 3-2.
We'll give you the 3-2. That's a real good synopsis. I'll give you the 3-2. We won't count the empty netter, I guess, but. Right before the opening faceoff, Connor McLean and Zach Kennedy were kind of jaw-jacking a little bit. There were some cross-checks going. The officials stepped in. And was that a move by Eau Claire to kind of say, look, you don't belong here with us?
Well, McLean actually started it. So McLean came over and all 155 pounds soaking wet of him decided to cross-check. Pretty big kid, and you know, and it kind of, you know, he got blown up that shift. DJ blew up a guy, and you know, I thought it was a good first shift, no problem with that first shift whatsoever. And then the second shift happened, so kind of threw it off a little bit, but you know, obviously a tone setter or whatever. I wasn't, you know, if that's how guys need to do it to get into it, that's fine. He didn't take a penalty. No one took a penalty. I thought it was good fun. It's a good rivalry between us, and it's WIAC and everything else. I think that probably stayed true to the old era, probably for you, of being like, all right, here we go. And, you know, so I think, you know, and McLean has that mentality. So I thought that was good. I thought it got the boys going a little bit, and, you know, that the Smurf line was buzzing around last night. They threw some pretty big hits. I thought CeeLo laid one of the biggest hits I've seen in my life. So it was, you know, certain guys did what they needed to do, but we didn't have enough of our top players executing, and ultimately turned into the 3-2 in an empty net.
I imagine that one of the things you were addressing with your team as well was we need to find a way to possess the puck. We need to find a way to get more shots on goal, because there were long stretches where it seemed like the only time you had the puck was when you were getting back to retrieve it after they dumped it in and or dumping it into their zone and heading off on a change. There were too many stretches like that. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, we didn't play our game in the old zone at all. Quite frankly, they kind of took our game and threw it at us. We preach using the back of the net and everything else, and you know, our D and center didn't hit and pin quick enough. Their D and center did, so they were able to get better, cleaner zone exits than we did. That was a big change for us, and you know, but we didn't get the shots. I mean, when you're averaging close to 40 shots and you're almost averaging 15 shots a period, and to have that total in a game, I don't know if we had 16 and thought maybe we had a couple more, but you know, maybe we didn't. Last night, you know, again, we didn't play well, and the three goals that they did score when we had a goalie in the net, right? Were mistakes that we haven't made. Like I said, like, you know, D didn't gap up on the set forecheck, give a breakaway goal. Can't pass the puck right to the other guy in the slot, so there's your second one, right? And then you know, then it's clock management coming out. You know, you're on a power play, you're the last guy back. You know the power play's over. You hear the goalie's banging his stick on the other end. You hear the bench going, and you cheat, and you give up another breakaway. So it was, you know, and at that point the game was 2-1. So it wasn't like, you know, it could have been, you know, it could have been 2-2. You know, and, you know, we had, and for the lack of shots on goal we had, we actually had some pretty quality scoring chances. They weren't as many. We didn't score on them, but, you know, we hit two posts, I think, last night, two posts or a crossbar, I don't know, whatever. And, you know, and we had a couple where, you know, we got it in tight and we were able to attack the net, and we didn't bury. So, you know, hats off to their goalie. He outplayed ours, and, you know, and all in all, their team deserved to win and we didn't. And the outcome was what it is.
So I know it was a big night and morning of adjustments now that you're looking at for this one here tonight. What adjustments can we expect to see from your club?
Well, I think we're going to probably try and overload a little bit on breakouts. Use more of a slash instead of trying to spread it out. So that would be one. We got to take away their D. Their D really dictated play. Yet last night, so we gotta go after them a little bit more than what certain forechecks allow you to do. And then, quite frankly, then it's just doing what we're supposed to do. I mean, at the end of the day, we gotta. You can't. It. A lot of times, it's not systems. It's not structure. It's do you truly want to win, or are you okay with being close? You know, and that's what it comes down to. And we like. You know, we're not okay being close, so we have to have a response. And hey, like, listen, they're a good team, you know, and we have to play a certain way to beat them. And, you know, we made some lineup changes and probably put in some bigger guys here, try and level that out. They are bigger than us, so we gotta, you know, we haven't lost back-to-back yet this year, so, you know, we gotta keep that streak alive.
I know that this is a tough one for you, but one thing I appreciate, you never lose your humor. So good luck on this Saturday night, Coach.
Take care, Garves.